evolve. Good morning. This is Backstage Pass with your host, the Raven and the Wizard Jay on 12radio.com. And we are excited to be bringing you a fresh new round of interviews with the talented and gifted advisors from 12 Listen and the host from 12 Radio. We'd like to invite you to join in on the show by joining our private Facebook chat room where you can post comments or ask questions for the guests. And I will let Wizard Jay take the mic and explain how to do that.
Hi, Raven. Yes, I will. You can join the conversation by heading over to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. It does open up a new window. It is a private Facebook group with the same name, 12radio. Once you see it, send over an invitation if this is your first time. And once you're in, you will see our banner, Backstage Pass, at the top of the page, and you will be able to comment in or join the conversation, that is, in the comment section. We would love to see you over there. So it's so great to be back and live with you, Raven. Who do we get to be on the show today?
Oh my gosh. Well, today we have one of my absolute favorite people. I love talking to her because she just has a wonderful sense of humor and she's so wise beyond her years. It is the Long Island psychic medium, Miss Christina LaFrance. She's been at 12 Listen as a spiritual advisor, and she's also a radio host and for over 10 years now. And I love talking to her. So come on in, Christina. Welcome back to Backstage Pass. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, thank you so much, Raven. Hi, Jay. And thank you both so much for having me. I love being on the air with the two of you. It's such a great vibe always.
We're very excited
to
be
here
with you.
Oh God, what have I been up to? What have I not been up to? I took a little hiatus off of radio for a couple of months. I just needed this break to catch my breath because life was just going in full speed. There's been so many changes in my personal life, and I just sold my house. I have to be out by the 30th, so it's been a whirlwind, I'll just say that.
Oh my gosh. I mean, moving is in the top five things of most stressful things you can possibly put yourself through.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's just, it's to the point where I not only am I
of my house, but,
I actually moved in with my boyfriend like 4 months ago.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I left my house empty and now we're back in my house because he sold his house, so we just moved a 6-bedroom house, and now we're in my little beach house, and we're moving this house now.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I can't even imagine. Oh my gosh!
It's wild.
Yes,
it's completely wild. So,
it is what it is. So, my
favorite saying, you know, even though it's complete chaos, he has two very big dogs that are here, and
oh my gosh, your cat! What is your cat?
They are here. I have two cats, Raven. One of them is just doesn't care. She's like, this is my house, tough shit. And she's just staring them down. And the other one has been living in the walls. So it's been quite the challenge.
Oh my gosh.
Quite the challenge.
This is chaos on steroids. Oh my gosh. We sound good.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, the thing is this, you know, what I have learned over the years is that don't try to fight it. Just when the chaos is here, just ride the waves.
Yeah, I've kind of learned the same lesson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you guys, have you picked out a place to live yet together?
Yeah, so we found a
nice
house to rent, which is nice because it's by the ocean. It's like 5 minutes from the ocean, which is completely on the South Shore. I'm on the North Shore, but I love it over there. It's a nice, big townhouse. So we're excited. We're excited to move into the townhouse. Oh, we're moving in on the 18th of October. Awesome. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's exciting, but it's, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, no doubt.
So much work moving. Yeah. Like two houses too, not just your house, but your partner too, and then combining houses, that's another
big part. It's insanity, really. It's just insanity. But you know what? I've been very blessed by the universe. The universe decided, being that I was in a karmic relationship for 20 years, they decided to send me an angel, because I'm in a relationship with a man who is so grounded and so calm, and it's okay, babe. Everything's going to be fine. He just keeps me sane, and we just laughed through the whole thing. You know, we moved last weekend for about 14 hours straight. We just kept looking at each other and smiling, you know?
Well, I just looked up October 18th, and that's a perfect day to move into a house, because the moon will be in Taurus that day.
Oh, I love it. We're going to be eating a lot. I love it.
Yeah. It's the day after the full moon, too.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Life has been chaotic and crazy and lovely and, you know, stressful. But, you know, that's just being a human being. It's just a prerequisite for being a human being. And I have no sense in fighting it. Just ride the waves.
Yeah. Wonderful. Seriously. So what sign is your sweetheart?
He is a Leo sun. I love it. He's a Leo sun with an Aries moon, a lot of fire. We're both double fire signs, and he has a Libra rising, which is probably why he's in a semi-coma. I don't know. He's just so calm. With all that fire, thank God he has that rising sign. But he his communication planet is in Cancer, which is, it's really beautiful, because he's just, I don't know. What could I say? I'm in love.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love your energy. Mel Giddy.
Me too. And it's so great to find that partner that you want to dive in with and share and go through the challenges, the ups and downs, and all and everything in between, and that you're excited about that with them.
It is. It, you know, we looked at each other at one point during that long moving day, and he looked at me and he said, I just love that we're so in sync with each other. Like, when I'm stressed, you look at me and you're like, it's all right. He's like, we just keep talking each other off the ledge. You know, you would think two fire signs would start like yelling and bickering. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I guess it's just, you meet the right person and it clicks, you know?
And it clicks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure we'll have our arguments and fights here and there, but you know, it's just, I don't know. It just syncs up pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
That's wonderful. In this world of terrible news and all the things, that somebody is thriving and in love and has this wonderful energy. It's so refreshing.
It's nice. It's a nice change of pace on my for myself. I'm like, wow, this is really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, like I said, we're riding the waves, and I said, we're going to be laughing about this soon enough. We'll be comfortable in our new home, and we'll be laughing about all the chaos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I laughed. I went to go sign the lease today, and I laughed because the lady said to me, she goes, listen, you guys want to get in
early. She says, and the washing machine
will be available till the 30th to cut, you know, for them to install it. And she said, is that okay? And I was like, yeah, that's the least of my worries. I said, the washing machine? I'm like, don't worry about it. We will figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So with all of these changes happening in your world, do you feel, because I know a lot of times you talk about like the spiritual and the symbolic side of like the meaning of life and what's going on. Have you noticed like an overall sense of like your growth and like a different sense of your stability in all this? Like, does it feel
absolutely? Absolutely. It has taken me to a place where I have to jump off the cliff. And I mean, I'm a fire sign. I'm a double fire sign, right? I mean, I'm an Aquarian. I have a fire moon and a fire rising. So I tend to be brave. But this is, you know, this is something to have to be really brave about, right? You know, we're in this a little under a year together, but, you know, and there's the dogs and there, you know, there's all these, you know, nuances. I have a disabled child that, you know, adult And he's wonderful with him, which is fantastic. But yeah, I mean, it is really pushing me to stretch myself in terms of walking into the unknown and giving up my home that I have only known, you know, this is
the only home I've ever had
a lot of stability in. You know, I've been here for over 21 years. And, you know, that's difficult letting go. It's bittersweet, but, you know, it's symbolically really showing me to learn to trust in the unknown and walk in the unknown and take chances and just know that, you know, there's no guarantees in this life, but I know I'm happy now and I know that it's working and I'm just so grateful. It is above all taught me, Jay, to live in the moment. I am living and loving this moment, and I am not worried about, you know, what's going to happen in 5 years from now, because you don't want to know something. No matter what happens in 5 years from now, I know that I'll be okay. I know that the universe is all knowing, and I know that the universe provides, and that I know above all that I could take care of myself. So I'm walking into this knowing that no matter what happens, I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Beautiful.
And that's huge. I mean, honestly, I feel like just that alone can make a huge difference in the outcome. Because like you said, life's going to happen no matter what. But how we handle it, how we roll with it, that's what we can control and how we show up to it.
It's true. And, you know, when we ask the universe to make changes in our lives, I have prayed for this for I don't know how many years and tried to manifest it. And, you know, chaos will ensue and you're going to have to be very uncomfortable and take a lot of chances. And I am just rolling with it. You know, whatever happens, happens. You know, every day there's a new surprise. There's a new challenge that has to be overcome. And I just smile and I say, okay. I mean, sometimes I get a little anxious and I say, holy crap. You know, when I first brought the dogs here, you know, it was complete chaos. I'm sitting in my living room broadcasting. I have about 25 boxes around me. You know, these two huge dogs. The cat is taunting the dogs. The dogs are chasing the cats. I mean, it's just, you know, it's chaos. And I'm like, you know what? It is what it is.
Well, I mean, that was one. I did have
one moment where I, you know, I started to fall a little bit and I called one of my friends and she was like, you're always lifting me up. She's like, let me pick you up off the floor. She's like, you're fine. And she just talked me out of it. And I was like, thank you. She's like, yeah, you need somebody to do that for you because that's what you're doing 24/7. You're picking everybody up off the floor and telling them that it's going to be okay. And it was beautiful. It was a 5-minute moment where she was able to just redirect me. And, you know, I'm constantly redirecting my energy to a better place and to the present moment. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I've been a spiritual teacher for over 15 years. And, you know, I'm Christina LaFrance. I got that human side to me and I'm not pushing the humanness away. When those thoughts come to me, when I feel afraid or I feel like I can't handle things, I just take a deep breath. I redirect. You know, I say some lovely affirmations to myself. I go for a walk. I'm constantly redirecting and embracing life and whatever life is throwing at me. I'm embracing it. I'm getting a little mad at times, but I think that's normal. And then I redirect. That's it. It's all about redirecting.
I love that. Yeah.
Nothing else we can do.
Nothing else we can do.
That's a great word for redirect.
We always have to redirect. I just had a phone call from a client a few moments before I had to come on air, and she's telling me about everything so terrible. And I said, you know what? I said, it's perfect. It's actually perfect. That's taking you to where you need to be. And that's what we always have to remember, no matter what is going on in our lives.
And no matter
what it looks like, it's taking us to where we need to be. That we're doing nothing wrong. None of us are doing anything wrong.
Oh, that's a refreshing thought.
Yeah, it is, you know, because a lot of us
beat ourselves up and say, oh,
I should have done this or I should have done that. And I didn't do this correctly. And why am I still with this person or why am I still at this stupid job? All of it is perfect because it's the unfolding of where you need to be. It's like you're in a classroom and it's taking you to where you need to be.
I love that. I'm going to remember that next time I start freaking out.
Yeah. Just text me. I'll set you straight.
Okay.
We'll do that for each other. I need to be set straight a few times a day myself.
Okay. You got it.
Yeah.
What well, else is new?
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
What else is new? I am on Tuesdays. My radio show, the Christina LaFrance Show, is on Tuesdays now at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. I moved from Mondays to Tuesdays, which was a nice move. I get to follow the amazing Katie Weaver, who I love. She has such an informative show. So I'm blessed to be following such a great talent. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that it's 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on my neck of the woods, because it gives me the entire day to get grounded and get ready. And
I'm excited to be back on air.
Really, I missed it a lot. I didn't realize how much I missed it. And you know, I've had two shows so far. The first show I was, I did like this improv, like meditation, which I was going to follow suit and continue. I didn't get to do it on the second show because we had like a little bit of, on my part, some wonkiness. And then on Jay's part, the Skype was not acting correctly that day. So it kind of slipped my mind, but I think that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to be bringing in like a 5-minute grounding meditation type of exercise to get everybody on the same page as we're moving into the lessons that I'm teaching. I think it's a great segue and a great thing to do, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea.
Definitely gets everybody energy in the space and like gets everybody on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. And I enjoyed doing it. I never did a live meditation in my life before, and it felt very natural, and people seemed to respond to it well. So I think I'm going to continue to do that as I keep moving forward with the topic that we're on. We were on the second show of, learning how to ride the waves of the energy and how to get ourselves into an energetic space where we can start to actually manifest what we want in our lives. So I think I'm going to have a third part, probably even a fourth part to that show, because it's so layered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
big time, getting
energy aligned, you know?
Great. Well, we'll check you out on Tuesdays at noon.
Tuesdays at noon Pacific Standard Time. Okay. Yeah, I'm loving my new spot. I'm really, it feels good energetically. Everything has to feel good energetically to me, or I'm a mess. You know, I have to align with the energy, and it feels really good, actually.
I've started making decisions and living my life that way, too. Going with the feeling. Mm-hmm. Instead of going so much with my head and trying to figure everything out logically, and just, and trying to stay with that. Go with the head. And I think all the changes that are going on and all these energies and...
Well, yeah, I mean, this eclipse, listen, this was a doozy. And I mean, it was, in the sign of Libra, which is ruled by the love planet, right? Which was in Scorpio. I mean, can it be any bigger of a shit show? I mean, it just can't get any crazier than that, right? And there was other things going on with Mars. And I mean, it was crazy, but... I think that it brought people a lot of clarity about where they want to go moving forward and what their bottom line is in terms of relationships and what they're getting from relationships or what they want from relationships. And I just think that it was a big eye opener for a lot of us. I know for me, it just was a lot of chaos, but I think the universe was trying to teach me how to kind of just stay present. And boy, they did a really good job of that.
I really felt this one in my body a lot. I still feel it, like almost like my bones are weak, even though I know they're not, but it's almost like I can feel the stress on them in a different way. And sorry for the background noise, my printer decided to start doing something.
Oh yeah, you're fine.
But I was wondering if you noticed, like, with every eclipse, like a different sense of like how you either feel that pressure internally or externally, or does that feeling always kind of feel the same when it's happening?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that it varies depending on the sign also that it's navigating through. So this past one that was in Libra, I felt it in my body like you did, Jay. I felt like the insides were buzzing. It's the only way that I could explain it. I felt a lot of anxiety and I felt a lot of buzzing. Like I had to give myself Benadryl to go to sleep because the buzz was that loud in my body. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And the eclipse prior, the one prior to this, it was making me extremely exhausted. I was just dragging my body from place to place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a little bit different. I forget what sign the last eclipse was in. Do you guys remember?
Pisces.
It was in Pisces. Yeah. And that would make sense because that energy is so different from Libra, right? So the Pisces energy just made me completely exhausted and very emotional, which, you know, when in Rome, Pisces is a very emotional sign, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely feel the difference for sure, Jay. Yes.
I wanted to ask you that because I think sometimes all of us, especially if this is like new to you, like paying attention to these ways these energies affect us, it can feel like we're nuts or crazy.
Yeah.
But the more you go through it, the more you realize, no, this is part of the, like kind of par for the course. And like it's learning how to like almost like coach ourselves through the situation so that way we don't go to the, oh my God, you know, like it's worst case scenario happening right now.
Yes, I agree.
Do you have a method of like how you talk to yourself? And I know you talk a lot about this on your show, but just anything that comes to mind in this moment that could be a helpful tip or trick for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So my method when I start going over to the dark side, when I start losing my mind, I start to talk to myself in a way that is nurturing. So I parent myself. I move into a place where I start to parent myself and I hold myself in the highest regard. I say, you know, it's going to be okay. Like you're going to get through this. You're navigating in waters that are unfamiliar right now. And you're going to be okay. So just like you would talk to a younger person in your life who is going through a difficult time, I want everybody to think about that, like logically, like you're not going to beat yourself up. Like you wouldn't do that to a small child that was standing in front of you that was afraid. So I think that a lot of the times we just don't do that. We're not compassionate enough with ourselves that we are with other people. So that's what I always do. That's my go-to, is that I give myself a lot of love and compassion, and I hold my, whatever is going on in my world, you know, because we're all living in our own universal worlds. We all have our own private universes. And I stop myself and I say, what do you need, Christina? What can make you feel protected and safe right now? You know, and I figure what that is out in the moment. Like, you know, right now I need to know that A, B, and C, that this is taken care of. So I will put a punch list. I'll write it down on paper. Like, if I do this, that, and the other thing, I'm going to start to feel safe. Like, what is actually giving me anxiety right now? What is making me feel unsafe? I check in with my body, and usually the answers come right away when you ask your body, like, what is making you feel unsafe right now? What can you do to facilitate feeling a little safer in this moment? And if that's, I don't know what that's going to be, but you know, my mind will usually say something and I'll follow suit with it. I like to also go on, you know, walks, because sometimes we need to just get the energy out of our body, depending on, you know, the feeling is. Sometimes if I just take off and I go for a walk to the beach, that helps me. And you know what, Jay, sometimes you just need a good old fashioned nap.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that, a little water on the face. But I think really being compassionate to self is one of the number one things that we should all be doing. Give a lot of compassion and love to ourselves. And, you know, I mean, sometimes, listen, you can meditate, you can do whatever. Sometimes I can't do that. Sometimes I'm so spun up, I can't meditate. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a chocolate chip cookie and a nap. You know, so it really just depends on the situation. But I think first and foremost, we really need to check out the words and the affirmations that are going on in our heads, because if we can be compassionate with ourselves and accept everything that's in the moment, and that sounds crazy to most people, like if there's chaos ensuing and things are going bad, why would I accept it? Because anything you fight will fight you back. So if you accept even the most horrific thing, guess what the universe does? It opens up a portal for solutions and answers moving forward.
I love that.
Resist persists.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And
get present.
Yeah, we have to get out of our pattern. So if we just go with whatever we normally would do, then we're going to just keep getting what we what we normally got. But 100. If we are able to do what you're saying and really pay attention to the unique feelings and emotions that might be coming up and be present and address them and then go with the guidance that we get in the moment, not what our mind thinks is going to be the good guidance, but what is the true guidance from our soul, from our heart space, and then actualize that without like overthinking it in our brain to talk ourselves out of it. So there is so many parts to that process, and a lot of it is counterintuitive to our mental critical thinking brain. And so I'm so glad you talked about that, because I think that's what can keep us stuck, because we keep trying to fit it into the old world system, and that the old world system has got us what we got. That's what we are. So if we want to step out of that.
You said it so brilliantly, Jay, because the mind will keep you in a loop. Oh, you better get this done. You better get that done. You know, sometimes that is okay. Like sometimes like your anxiety will lift if you make the phone call, send the email, pay the bill. That will lessen the anxiety. Sometimes it's about that. But sometimes it's just about disconnecting and eating the cookie and laying down for a 30-minute nap. And then you have fresh eyes and fresh ears. But the brain will just try to keep you in a loop. It'll try to keep you in a loop of your old behaviors, or your brain will start beating you up, you know? And that's it. So it's like it really depends on where you're at, what the situation is. But first and foremost, getting present and really just being gentle with yourself, because, you know, you're going to parent yourself the way that you were parented. So maybe you weren't parented all that great. I mean, listen, I'm a parent. I was never, you know, June Cleaver, let's face it. But I mean, come on, you know, who was? But, you know, we have to forget about that in terms of, I mean, it's gone. We can't do anything about it. But we can parent ourselves in a better way, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. Well, and you're giving like very, I don't want to call them unique, but they're not often talked about, but the steps to really work on that part of us that can be obsessed and
neurotic.
Addicted and neurotic. Exactly.
Yeah. So if you have a side to you, because I think we all have that side to us, where, all right, let's use that as an example, where you're in this neurotic, crazy behavior and you're in a loop in your mind and you just can't pull out of it. Close the eyes, take a deep breath, and fully accept this part of you. Because this part of you lives in your body, and it's in, like, let's just picture it as it's the basement of your body. And it's in there screaming to come out, and you're pushing it down. No, I don't want this neurotic side of me to come out. I don't want the neurotic behavior to come out. I want to fight it. I want to be spiritual. I want to be this. That's horseshit. So let's just allow that neurotic, crazy side of us to emerge and love that part of us. You have to love whatever arises. People ask me all the time, they say, Christina, I have the knowledge. I have the headspace. I know what to do. I can't do it. I know, I understand what you're saying to me, but I can't put it into play. And the reason why is because it's still buried in your body. So we're so afraid to feel the emotions of, let's just keep on with being neurotic, right? Because we all could be neurotic at times. We're so afraid of being neurotic that we keep pushing it down. But really, in order to connect the mind and the body, we have to allow that neuroses to emerge. Let it emerge. Cry, kick, scream, I don't know, whatever the hell you have to do, but let it emerge. And when that part of you emerges, love on it. Parent that part of you. It's okay. And that's how we start to release the pain And all of that garbage from the pain body, we allow it to emerge. We don't hate on it. We don't try to hide it from people. We let it all hang out. You know, I'll give you an example. It's a very small example, but somebody said to me a couple of days ago, they told me something that somebody said about me that wasn't particularly very nice. And I started to laugh. And this person looked at me and said, "How could you laugh at such a thing?" And I said, "Why wouldn't I laugh? That doesn't affect me in any way. I know who I am in this world. I find it funny. But I also can see, you know, that it's coming from somebody who's in a lot of pain." And that's what people do when they're in a lot of pain. They pick on other people. I said, "I'm okay with that." I said, "That has nothing to do with me." And you know what? If this was 5, maybe 7 years ago, I might have cried at the insult that was slung at me. You know, I might have cried and I might have taken it personally. I can give zero you-know-whats now because I know who I am. I let my shadow hang out for everybody to see. And there's nothing that can be said that will throw me into a tizzy. I remember being on radio right in the beginning. I mean, this is going back many years ago. And I remember somebody went in the chat room and said something rude about what, I don't know. I don't remember even what it was, but a rude comment. And they said it right out in, you know, in the open. And I was mortified. Like, it took me out for weeks. And I look back at that and I think, oh, my God, I can't believe the way that I have grown. I cannot believe it, you know? And that, you know, that's a beautiful side effect to allowing all the things that we hold underneath to just kind of come to the surface and love everything about yourself. If you're neurotic, love it. If anything you love and accept will dissipate, it will go away. And if you try to push it down, you will see it on your outer world screen. You will see it. People will come to you. And they will facilitate a storyline for all those things. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a thought. I want to, it like left me, but I know it will come back because it's like a little nuance you just talked about.
Sure.
Oh boy, why did it just escape me?
That's okay. It'll come back.
Oh, so the when you mentioned how you noticed the difference between who you were way back when you started radio and then you noticed how different you are now.
Yeah.
And just how long that took to make that happen. That did not happen overnight. That did not just happen in 1 year. Can you talk to a little bit about that? Because I think sometimes in this self-help world or when just we're in living in life and we want something to be different or we want to be different and we just want it to be done. You know, we want it to be quick and we can get so impatient, but that's not how it works. But you just described it does work. It's just not it necessarily does. Fast, but it does.
Nope.
And it is worth it. Can you talk a little bit about to why it's
worth it? Absolutely. It's a really great question. So, everything that's happening in your life is facilitating this to pop off sooner or later. So how we start to speed up the process a little bit or to understand how we get from A to B is that we embrace everything that's happening in our lives right now. So if your life is a shit show right now, everybody who's out there listening, if there are things that are going on that are just dragging you down to the ground and you're thinking to yourself, like, I'm never going to get out from underneath this. Like, this is horrible. I want you to flip the script and I want you to start saying, this is really perfect, actually. Because once we start accepting everything that's happening in our lives, it's like it's a slow ongoing process and it's painful. The journey is painful. I'm not going to lie. If you are in it, and there are things that are happening that you're like, I could never accept that, Christina. I promise you, you can. I promise you, you can. And the more you accept the chaos and the turmoil and the bad news and the bullshit that goes on in your life and the you know, whatever, the more you accept it, it starts to dissipate. And then you move into a space where there's just nothing that can happen that will shock you or drag you to your knees. It might for a few moments. But, you know, Jay, I look at all the things that I've been through in the past couple of months, and I've had these curveballs thrown at me. I mean, this is really personal, but I'm going to say it on air. I don't care. And it's not that personal, but my ex-husband, my divorce was final last week, Yahoo. And he sent me a text message telling me that our divorce was final on that day and that he'd be removing me off of the health insurance. And he was trying to get this reaction out of me. And I said to him, well, congratulations, you know, on your freedom. And, you know, I wish you all the best. And I said, just let me know when, you know, the insurance is actually off the insurance so I could make arrangements. He just kept picking and picking and slinging mud to try to get me to be upset. And I was just like, it just didn't hit my body. It didn't hit anything. I was just like, it is what it is. So a lot of people might panic, right, to say, oh my God, I don't have health insurance anymore, right? You know, and I was just like, yeah, I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, that is, that's freedom. That is beautiful freedom. You know, it's like, listen, things like that are what kept me married and in a bad relationship for a long time, because we allow, people will come to me all the time and say, I can't get out of this relationship because, you know, I won't have insurance. I won't be able to pay my mortgage. I won't be able to do any of these things. And I'm not suggesting that anybody jumps out of any marriage or any job that's deadening their soul right now. I'm not saying that at all. I slid out the back door very slowly. But my point is that you do get there. You get there eventually by working on yourself. It's all an inside job. And I tell everybody all the time, the two major keys to getting where you want to get in that beautiful freedom is to be present in the moment, accept whatever comes to you, and walk in a place that says, I'm going to be okay. And I promise you, as you keep doing that, everything does, it gets okay. But listen, are we ever going to be scot-free and not have any challenges that come to us? No, of course not. Because remember, we're living a dual life. We are souls encased in this human flesh, blood, bone body. We signed on for this shit, right? We're always going to have challenges. But how you react to these challenges is what sets a course for the future. So it's not an overnight thing. There's no crazy manifestation secret that I'm going to give you. The only thing that I'm going to say is that love yourself in a way where you're compassionate with yourself and you accept everything that's in this present moment. I don't give a shit what it is. Accept it. Because that's the doorway out. And you know what? That's actually a good manifesting secret. I'm going to take that back. That's the biggest manifesting secret ever. Acceptance opens doors. Accept everything. All right, I just yelled at my significant other, not me, but I mean, you know, I'm sure I'll do that in the future. But, you know, I just yelled at my significant other. I'm not proud of myself. I yelled at my child. I forgot to pay this bill. Whatever the hell is happening in your life, accept it and hold yourself in the highest regard. Because when we accept things, the universe, like I said, will open up a portal to bring you the answers that you need, you know?
I love that you talk about that, because it's the part where it feels so counterintuitive to our brain that to accept the things that I don't want, how is that going to lead me to what I do want? And I can say from my own experience,
it's the holy grail.
It works. It really does. Mm-hmm. But you have to, the other part is like, I see it as like steps of faith we have to take too, because we make these adjustments and we don't always see that that adjustment turns into anything right in the moment, even though we really in the energy have done something. And we have to keep going without getting that instant feedback that we, you know, that has changed, and or, you know, that part of us that's always looking for that is going to get disappointed if we're always looking for it right away.
For sure. Because it's that instant gratification that everybody's out for, right? You know, people would rather tune in to get the answers. They rather tune in to, let's do this manifold, you know, magic thing. Well, listen, that stuff works, but it only works when you're willing to do the inner work. So it's got to be both, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe this is going to be a popular thing to say, but I cast spells. I, you know, white light spells. I light candles. I have crystals. I do all of that stuff. I love all of that stuff, but it's not worth crap unless you're doing the inner work and you're facing your demons.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah. And that's not a very popular thing to say, but, you know, I can't not say it because it's the truth, you know?
Well, and I agree with you. I think it can be easy, because I love crystals, for example, too. And I think sometimes you hear people and it's like they put the magic in the crystal. I'm like, no, the magic is in you. And you're using the crystal.
Right.
It's a conduit.
Yeah,
you're because everything is energy, right, guys? Yeah. Everything is energy. So let's think about this in a logical way. My Aquarian's going to talk right now. Let's talk about logical. So the logical thing is that everything is energy. The crystal holds energy. Now, if you have a boatload of your past pain still residing in your body, we are not manifesting from our words. We are manifesting from our core belief system and everything that's in our pain body. So energy, you're trying to put energy into a crystal with all your trauma still intact in your body. The only thing that you're going to manifest is more ways for the universe to show you that trauma so you face it and heal from it. That's just the way life is. You know, we could fight it. We could, you know, we could try to wish it away. We could try to manifest it away, but none of that is going to work unless we really decide to do the deep work, the shadow work, and to face all those parts of ourselves that we would rather not let people see. You know, I mean, I've had somebody say to me, oh, you know, you could definitely have a temper, Christina. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm a double fire sign. You bet your ass I have a temper, you know, and I smile through and they look at me like they want me to be insulted. I'm not insulted. I do have a temper. I can be known to have a temper. I am a double fire sign. I have Mars in Aries, guys.
That is explosive,
right?
Right.
And it also makes you fearless, right? So it could be explosive, but it makes you fearless. So I will not ever defend myself or say anything different than what is the truth, because that I fully accept all those parts of me. I accept that I have a bad temper. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. She comes in handy a lot. You know, she does. And she's gotten me in a boatload of trouble at times, but she's also gotten me, you know, in good places at times, because sometimes you need that fearless side of you to come out, right? And listen, if there's an erotic part of you living, I have that part of me, that can come in handy too sometimes. You know, being neurotic can, you know, really keep your ducks in a row at times, right? So, you know, I just want everybody to know that you need to embrace every part of you. That is what shadow work is about. That's the foundation of shadow work. When we accept everything about us, it doesn't matter what anybody says. We're just not affected by it.
I find the older I get, the less I care what people think.
And that's true, Raven. That is the side effect of getting older. I agree with you 100%. And I love that. I love being in my 50s. I never thought that I would say that. I'm going to be 55 come February. And I just signed a lease for a 55 and over community. And the funny part is the girl keeps looking at me and she's like, can I see your license? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, there's a copy of it there. She's like, I can't believe you're going to be 55. I'm like, yeah, neither can I. She's like, yeah, but you look like you're 40. I'm like, more power to me. Yay. I'm happy I look 40, but I am 50. I'm going to be 55 and we laugh, you know?
That's amazing. Well, that's also to talk about making those changes and not carrying around all your stuff. When we stop carrying all that stuff around and it's not weighing us down, you see it in your face, your body, everything. I mean,
I'm telling you, if I showed you a picture of what I looked like 10 years ago and what I look like today, you would be shocked. Mm-hmm. I look so much older 10 years ago than I do right now. And people who see me, who haven't seen me in a long time, they're like, holy shit, how did you age backwards? And I say, the reason why is because I let go of what no longer served me. I did so much work on myself, shadow work on myself, the shadow teacher, you know. Listen, that was such a beautiful gift that I was given from the universe to facilitate shadow work for people, because I healed myself at the same time. You're always going to teach what you need most, you know. Mm-hmm. And listen, I mean, there are people that will outwardly say, I don't want to be around her because she's too, like, she says too, like, these things are too real. You know what I mean? And people are like, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, no, it's understandable. I get it, you know? And, you know, because people, you know, people are so intrigued by what we do for a living. We all know that, right?
True.
But once they really, like, I tell people all the time, you know, I don't usually have a lot of people that I'm friends with that are out of the spiritual community, but then lately I have. I've brought on this new tribe of people that aren't in this you know, with us, right? And I love my spiritual tribe, but I also love these people that are just living these normal lives. I don't know. I don't know why, but I do. And, you know, they forcefully try to get me to, oh, Christina, I want you to do a reading on me. I want you to, and I'm saying to them, are you really ready for all that? You know? Are you really ready for all that? You know, and then once, because I try to explain to them, you know, you can call me a psychic because that is true. That is part of what I do. But I'm really at heart a shadow teacher. And if you really want a reading, it entails a lot more than me just flipping cards and predicting things for you, you know, because it's really so much more layered than that. For you to get from A to B, there's a lot of shit in between that we're going to dredge up that is gonna, might be a little painful for you, you know. So I try to give the disclosure of, I really don't want to do that with you. I just want to be friends with you and, you know, and just kind of, you know, have that relationship. And, you know, so, you know, some of them wouldn't listen. They didn't take the disclaimer, you know, and a couple of them were like, oh God, I wish we never talked about this. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know, but yeah, so
I tried to warn you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but you know, people just, they want to put you in a box and I'm like, there's really no box for this. It's so much bigger than you actually think it is, you know, and some people really embrace it. And some people are just like, oh no, don't go there with me again.
I have a question about shadow work. How does that work with the subconscious mind?
Say that again.
How does shadow work with the subconscious mind?
Well, because, you know, the subconscious mind is what's holding, that's your core. That's what's holding, all that. You're not really manifesting from the conscious mind. It is all lying in the subconscious. So whatever is stuck in the body is in the subconscious, and that's where all your manifestations come from. So how we could start changing that is through everything we just spoke about, being present in the moment, accepting everything, all of that stuff. But also, I know that a really good thing that I have done in the past that has worked wonders, another little shortcut, not a shortcut, but like a facilitator in shadow work, is to listen to those subliminal messages, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there. And meditation changes that also, you know? So remember, the subconscious mind is what is actually really your vibration. Right. It's what it's what's in the core. It's your core beliefs. It's your past, whatever you're pushing underneath. We're only manifesting from that.
Somebody told me one time, it's like we don't manifest what we want. No, it's how I'm going to make it.
We don't manifest what we want. We manifest what we need.
Yeah, what we need. And then there's also like this aspect of it where I don't know what is going on in my brain today. Like it's in there and then it's not all of a sudden.
No, it's eclipse hangover is what it is.
So, speaking of a hangover, we have filled up the hour. And before we go, I want to be able to give everybody an opportunity to know when and where and how they can work with you and any other announcements you want to make.
Oh, thank you, Jay. So you could find me on the daily at 12listen.com. And if I'm signed off for some reason, you can always leave me a callback. I would love for you to do that. You can visit my website at ChristinaLaFrance.com. And you can find me weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time on 12 Radio.
Awesome. That was very succinct. I love it. So we do have a couple more minutes. And so I wanted to see, Raven, do you have any final questions for Christina?
When's the housewarming party?
Ah, we actually talked about that the other day. That's so funny. We were saying, I think we all need to get drunk after this.
Yes.
We're going to, my friend is like, I have this amazing margarita machine. I'm like, bring it over and let's do like a Mexican night and just drink margaritas and have a great time.
A margarita machine? I've never heard of this before. I love that. That's going on my Christmas list.
I am, let me tell you, I am very intrigued by this machine. I can't wait to see it.
Cool. Love it. Yeah. Love it.
I need to see how cheap flights are to New Jersey. I might be surprising you.
New York, Jay, New York. I love New Jersey people, but I'm New York. oh, my God.
So... I'm trying to think if I have any final questions. Well, mm-hmm. I don't have any final questions, but I just want to say I'm so glad you're back on the radio. And yeah. today was a delight to be able to talk about this particular topic. And mm-hmm. it just feels very timely with something that I think we're always constantly dealing with, but something about this eclipse also, I feel like, kind of brought it front and center again.
So. It really does, Jay. You're right. It really does unearth a lot. And I always love being on air with the two of you. It's such a beautiful energy and easy flow. I feel at home. I'm with my people. And I just want to thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. And best wishes to you. And I'm just so happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Happiness you so justly deserve.
Ah, I tell you, Raven, I'm happy, and I'm glad to say that I am happy, and I'm living in the moment, and right now everything is beautiful.
And that energy's rubbed off on me. Now I'm in a great mood. I'm gonna have a
yay!
Great day now.
I'm so glad. I hope it rubbed off on everybody on the airwaves.
I know it did.
Thank you.
Thank you again for coming. I want to thank everybody for listening in and being here with us this morning. And Raven, would you like to send us out of here?
Yes, you've been listening to Backstage Pass on 12radio.com, where we're changing the way you listen to a changing world. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.